Hi folks, welcome to Tuesday's Coffee and Colossians. Here from where we're staying, absolutely beautiful, as you can see. Behind me, I don't know if you can see, beautiful scenery. I think for me, only spoilt by the fact that wind turbines on top of the hills. It's a shame, really. I said that the kind of SNP green stroke progressive government can destroy lots of things about Scotland. They can't destroy its beauty, but they're having a go. I've seen some wind turbines in the most inappropriate places. Anyway, enough of that. We're going to look at something which is even uglier than that, and that is disunity, and disunity caused by people who claim that God is on their side. We see that within churches as well, people say, and people do things in the name of Jesus, because that's what we're looking at, in the name of Jesus. And it's wrong. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, it's not sufficient to say, I'm doing this and I'm doing it for Jesus. We have to work out what that means. Now, that means as Jesus revealed himself, as we know him, as we live in him, as we live with him and under him and for him. In modern terms, it's with Christ as our operating system. Now, there are numerous examples of this. Let me just look at some of them. John chapter 3, for example, verse 16. Of course, you know this extremely well. But I want to read verses 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that gave his own one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now we know that, don't we? For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stand condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Acts 10 and verse 43. All the prophets testify about him, about Jesus that is, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The disciples, when they went out, cast out demons in the name of Jesus. Now, it's not a magical incantation, but it's a living in Christ. It's being in Christ. It's knowing Christ. It's serving Christ. And that's what it means to do things in the name of Christ. And that's why if someone goes out and says, I'm going to go and kill these people in the name of Christ. No. We lie or steal or abuse in the name of Christ. No, that's blasphemy. That's misusing the name. That's not doing it in his precious name. A second aspect of this is we represent him. We are commissioned by him. Now, I'm thinking of a couple examples of that. I took some boys in Cleppington Primary School when we lived in Dundee, and a couple of them were quite rough. And I formed a chess team with them, and we went round and played in other schools. And it's funny, these boys wore a uniform, they wore a tie. They were very conscious of representing the school. And I was amazed at their behaviour. The chess club was great for them. Or I think of the tale of Scottish football fans who, it was at a time when English football fans were particularly well behaved. And I remember one story of a group of young lads away overseas supporting Scotland who were about to just do some kind of riotous behaviour or whatever. And some of the older guys saying, no, no, stop it. We're Scottish. What do you think we are? English. And they just didn't want to be. So it was kind of reverse psychology. It worked. But the point about that is this. You and I represent Christ, and what we do must be done in his name. And then the third aspect of this is we're empowered by him. So I've been talking a lot with this about people about how our energy runs down, we get worn out. And to use this in the sense of today's world, it's as though you've got an electric car and you are an electric car and you need to go and get plugged in to get recharged. And we are empowered in the name of Christ. It's like an ambassador being given power from the king or the government to represent them. Well, we're empowered to represent Christ, but we also receive power from him. And all of this comes from thanksgiving. That's the third part of this verse. But I'm going to leave it there for today. And we'll return tomorrow to look at how we are motivating all this in terms of thanksgiving. So God bless you and see you tomorrow.